Good evening. Welcome. Glad you're with us. It's Brian Noonan. Yes, on 720 WGN Chicago. I know it's Sunday night, and they found a way to get us in tonight. It's very exciting. We are here. Always more fun when you are involved. 312-981-7200. That's the phone number. When you call in, you'll be talking to Cody. I haven't sat in this chair in a long time. I hope I remember what to do. Goff, he's the executive producer from Rockford, Illinois. That number, also the text number. If you like texting, I'm not a fan of it, but whatever. You can... I'm not, Cody, you know that. So you can call us, you can text us, you can stay in touch with us on social media. It's Brian Noonan Show on Facebook and Twitter. So there you go, very accessible. It is nice to be back on a Sunday night. As you know, sports has decimated us from your lives, but we want to thank you for listening to the podcast. We're getting a lot of good feedback on that, and a new one dropped at 3 o'clock this afternoon. So if you are looking for some Thanksgiving tips, make sure you go to WGNRadio.com and download our podcast. They're available elsewhere. Is that correct, Cody? Podcasts also available wherever podcasts are sold?
Somewhere, yeah.
Somewhere?
Search on your favorite app.
Can you get them on the iTunes?
Search Brian Noonan on the Apple Podcast. I know we're on Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. That's a different thing than iTunes.
Well,
is it?
It depends on who you ask.
All right.
Apple insists that it's now called Apple Podcasts. But they don't actually say that anywhere on their website.
All right. Well, listen, whatever it is, it's easier. Just go to WGNRadio.com. That's it. It's easy. Put in Brian Noonan. Things will pop up. Most of them will be fake news. But then you'll be able to sort through it and find the real news, which is that we do a podcast every week that we're not here.
Not what we do. We don't do fake news.
No, we do fabricated facts.
Mm-hmm.
That's because we like alliteration. So fake news sounds bleh, we fabricate the facts. It's fantastically fabricated facts.
Phenomenal.
Oh, see? Sound, the right oral phenom, but...
Does alliteration have to be the same?
I think it's just the... Well,
I just
the,
had
the
this
definition
argument.
Definition is the initial consonant sound, the same initial consonant sound. So, theoretically, yes, it does have to be the same letter, but the sound is correct. I see you have quickly Googled alliteration for us.
According to Google.com, your source for my
for
sources.
All things grammatical.
Yeah. Alliteration definition, the occurrence of the same letter or sound
all
at
right,
the beginning
or,
adjacent or closely.
Then that works.
Connected words.
I don't know if Roger is in the newsroom because for some reason the camera to the newsroom is...
It's pointing at the ceiling.
Why?
I have no idea.
Oh, what a feeling. It's pointed at the ceiling. If Lionel Richie was doing the camera work,
he'd be dancing on the ceiling.
Well, all right. Why is it pointed at the ceiling?
Because...
Roger want to be seen.
Roger was bitten by a radioactive spider, and he's going to do the show.
And that's where I'm hanging
from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Is one of our news people in WITSEC? So they can't be seen
on the
stream.
No.
Because Pam is.
My understanding
is that there was
a brief power surge or outage or whatever during the sports show. In fact, it wasn't just here; it was the whole building.
Let me tell you, I experienced it.
You were here?
It freaked me out.
Oh, okay.
No, I had just come in because today I parked in the building because
okay.
I'm a big shot.
Yeah, you got the money to burn.
No, actually today because I'm only here because the show's only an hour.
You can afford it.
It costs, it costs less than parking elsewhere. But anyway, for whatever reason, whatever economic turn of events, had me park in the building, I had just cleared the machine, and all the lights in the garage went out. And there is nothing more terrifying,
mm-hmm.
And for those conspiracy-minded amongst us, I went, ooh, this is the end! maybe not with that
to
much
no one
gusto.
Except yourself.
Who else am I going to talk to?
Well, whoever might be running down the garage or something,
sure,
trying to escape.
Everybody from the middle of the caravan who was hiding in the garage.
There you
That's
go,
what,
yeah.
you know,
right,
boom.
Yeah.
So the lights go out. It's pitch black in the garage except for my headlights.
Uh-huh.
Then the lights come back on. I'm like, okay, maybe it's fine. And I go in the little lobby area where the elevator is. It's lit, so I get on the elevator. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, am I gonna have to pull a Steve Dale and do the show from the elevator?
That's right.
Because he had to do that once at Trip Town.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to the lobby of the building, and it's pitch black, and there's a warning, like,
lovely.
Yeah, never a good sign. Again,
to
myself, with limited gust, I go, ooh, this could be it. And then I thought to myself, I got to get upstairs, because the last thing you want on the air during some sort of disaster is
to not be on the air.
Right, and especially in the building. I'm commandeering the studio. I'm going to be the one who goes down with the ship.
Gotcha. Because you are... the leader. of our little enclave here.
I figure that's the only time I'm going to get some good press in this town.
Headlines. Noonan goes down with the building.
Well, you would have been here, so we could have, you know, well, if we're going to go out, we're going out together.
Okay, fine.
And then, yeah, you're staying. You know, you got enough bubble gum and Twizzlers in there. You can
that's
stay.
True.
Cody
that's
wouldn't
true.
Have been here because he wasn't here on time.
Yeah,
I was here on time. Right.
He was here on time.
Wait a minute,
but he wasn't here.
He wasn't in the building when the lights went out. Hmm.
Yeah. But wait, at what time specifically did the lights go out?
Four. Well, they were off at about 4:30.
Wasn't here.
I know. That's why I said you weren't here.
I'm confirming for Rogers Records.
4:30.
When the lights went back on in the parking garage, when they went back on, did you see two guys in black leather trench coats with swords about to fight each
there
other?
There can only be one.
And all the sprinklers started going off.
It was like, oh man! And their swords were bringing sparks up off the pavement. I was
nice.
Like, wow, this is very cool. This didn't instill me with a lot of confidence, though, and I don't know if this happens. You know, we all go into, if you work in a high rise, you see the same fine security personnel all the time, and I always say hi. They're very friendly, very helpful. And you see, you know, there's different people on the weekends than there are during the week, but you get to know them when you work the hours that we work.
Yeah.
So I came in and, you know, and the lights are off in the lobby. Only the fish. For some reason, the beautiful aquariums we have in the lobby of the building here, those lights were still on. Everything else was pitch black. And I see the security personnel kind of running around. And as one woman was going over to the big control panel, I said, do the elevators work? She goes, I have no idea. I was like, oh. All right, well, then I thought to myself, how dedicated am I to this commandeering that I'm going to walk up 18 floors? And I realized not that much, because I have the hotline number, so I would have called and, you know, I could have broadcast from the lobby, I guess.
True.
Because, you know, you don't want to hear me after I've walked up 18 floors. You're not going to understand anything
I say. We wouldn't be able to hear you.
Sure, because I'd be gasping for air and holding my side, and I'd you know, probably have made a mess on myself.
Jeez.
So, I figured it was a good sign that the key reader to get into where the elevators were worked.
Right.
That buzzed me through.
Oh, okay.
And then the elevator opened up, but it's, again, pitch black outside the elevator. And then the elevator opens and it's full of light. And I was like, ooh, this is very cinematic. And then I thought to myself, well, I'll step in. And then it'll be like a horror movie. And suddenly the elevator will plummet to the sub-basement and I'll be crushed.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I gambled because I thought to myself, well, somebody's got to go up there because football coverage is fine, not during a natural disaster, which I was sure we were undertaking. Turns out it wasn't because it was all nice and bright up here, except for out where I sit to work because I don't know where the light switches are.
Oh, really? Still?
So I'm just sitting in the dark.
Well, you haven't been here in a while.
Like,
so
what are you doing, sitting in the dark? I was like, yeah, I don't know how to turn the lights on.
I think that's what happened to the camera in here, that it's powered. It's connected to a control panel in the main control room.
But that's weird because I can see the traffic.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what happened.
I don't see news or sports.
Yeah.
Or camera two. It doesn't matter. As long as I know you're here.
Yeah, I'm here in body and spirit.
It makes me feel comfortable that you're
here. I'm here for you.
We have not talked in a long time.
But if listeners want to see me, my camera's working.
Yeah, your camera's working.
On the stream.
And it's strange because with the glare and everything, it looks like you're broadcasting in the daytime.
Yeah, you really can't see me because of all the glare, which is unfortunate because my hair looks pretty good today.
So
oh,
weird.
You don't
the
see
only
me
way
either.
I can see you, but you're reflected in the glass that camera one is shooting at.
You just
turn backwards. I can see the back of your head now. Turn to your right.
Riveting.
Turn to your right a little more. A little more. You're in the upper right hand corner of that camera
if
one
I
square.
Turn to my right, I can't see the square.
So, well, we can.
I don't care.
Look out the window.
For all this talk about this, let's get one thing clear. This is radio.
Yeah.
I didn't sign on to be on a multi-platform audio, video, streaming conglomerate. I signed up to be on the radio. To create theater of the mind in people's heads.
Ooh, I can see your right hand in
that's
camera.
Can you see this hand?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic.
That's not appropriate for all ages.
That's terrific. Yeah, we're on a family stream. What's the internet? On the internet, you can do whatever. The FCC doesn't control that.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I could hold up signs that say all sort of horrible things.
Maybe.
I doubt it. All right. Let's start with... first of all...
We could break.
We're gonna... yeah,
you know.
We probably should, right?
Sure.
All right. We'll take a break for a minute, and then we'll regroup and see what we've got. Actually, listen, I've got about 3 hours worth of stuff to talk about. We have about 42 minutes left of the program. So buckle up and get ready to listen fast, because things are going to come hot and heavy in the next segment. Insane. Crazy.
P.O.D.
I don't know what that means.
It's from early 2000s.
Don't give me acronyms. Give me names.
That's the name of the band.
No, it's not. Some sort of crazy acronym.
If I told you the band R.E.M. played something, would you say, what does that stand for?
Yeah, Rapid Eye Movement.
Well, okay.
Everybody knows that, duh.
Well, all right.
Don't treat me like that.
How about AC/DC?
Oh, man. Some sort of current. It's current. Alternate current and direct current.
Wow. That was... Wow.
All right. Happy Veterans Day, or never forget, as we are saying. I am, it's strange, because I think about Veterans Day. My dad was a veteran. My dad served in Korea in the Army, and he was one of those guys, he never talked about his service in the Army. We would bring it up, and he'd kind of brush it off. And I think in my entire life with him, I only saw maybe two pictures of him in the service. One was like the official full uniform picture, and the other was a group shot. But we never talked about it. He never said anything about it. So I don't know what he experienced over there, and that's unfortunate. But to everybody who's serving currently or has served, we appreciate it, and we don't forget what you do for the country. And so I hope your Veterans Day was more than just getting a good deal on furniture. Because, big furniture sales on...
More mattresses.
Mattresses, a lot of good sales on Veterans Day. Oh, my goodness. I took advantage of one at Macy's online.
Oh, good for you.
Sure, yeah. Oh, yeah, well, listen, I gotta be patriotic. I'm going to spend a little money on Veterans Day weekend. That's how we do it. That's how we do it here. Cody, I've talked many times about how impressed my daughter and her friends are because I am Twitter verified. Because I'm a Twitter big shot.
It's a big deal.
Is it?
Yes.
All right. So it's a big deal, I guess, that I'm Twitter verified. You're the one who got me Twitter verified, so thank you. So Tuesday was election day, right? And I go to vote. Now, normally, I just go in and vote, and I don't pay too much attention. But for some reason, Tuesday, I was all revved up. I was feeling all election-y. And so I went in, and there were a lot of people voting, which was nice. And I get my ballot, and I don't do the electronic ballot. Cause I don't trust machines. You know that I know Skynet is watching. I know sometime the machines are going to become self-reliant, self-aware, and they're going to take over. So I go old school. I take my black magic marker and I fill in the arrows on the ballot.
There's another option?
Sure.
That's what we do. We have to, I just say, hey, here's my information. They hand me a ballot and say, fill this out.
Right. In our place, you could do electronic ballot or fill it out with the pen ballot.
Oh, no. We only do the pen.
Oh, okay. Well, so I take the pen. I do it that way. I don't trust the machine.
Nah, I wouldn't either.
There's all sorts of bad actors out there.
Right.
Out in the cyber world. Who knows? I could press vote for A and it's vote for Z. I don't want that.
No.
I don't want it at all.
Those are very different letters of the alphabet.
Of course. So I go to turn my ballot in after... Debbie had told me beforehand, you know, because she works in the legal world, that there was a list out about judges. Because I don't know about you guys, but every time I go to vote, I feel bad that I don't know more about the judges. And I'm voting to retain or not retain these judges, and I don't know one way or another. But there's lists now. And she had told me, she had pointed out, she goes, I don't remember their names, but there's like two or three judges that the Bar Association and everything else is saying, do not retain these judges. And I was like, oh, I definitely don't want to retain these judges. So I'm pull out my phone, I pull up the list, I'm not retaining these judges, very excited, I feel like an informed voter. Go to put my ballot in, and suddenly, there's a line. And I said to the women in front of me in line, I said, oh, are you putting your ballot in? The machine is jammed. Oh, boy. Mm-mm-mm, I don't like that at all. So one of the people working at the polls is over there, and she's hitting it. And I don't think impact maintenance is how you do, how you fix a ballot counter. But she tries it anyway. And then she goes back, and she comes out with a manual, and she's looking at it, and she's opening some things. And then finally she just gives a... and reaches up and opens a little... trap door kind of thing on the top, revealing a slot. And so now we're just supposed to slide our ballots in this makeshift slot at the top of the cabinet above the machine. And I say to her, what's going to happen to those ballots? Are you counting them by hand? Yes, we will. I'm like, huh. Sounds fishy to me. So this is something I've never done before. You know, because I'm armed now with the blue check mark. So I swing a big stick on Twitter. And believe me, folks, when I say that, I realize I'm not. But I go out, and I had seen, as I read the paper before I went to the polls, I had read that David Orr, the county clerk, had set up, you know, he was on Twitter, and they had hashtags for all this. So I tweet at the county clerk, hey, Cook County clerk. And I had gone, and I had looked at the number on the machine before I left. So I'm armed with information. And I tweet out, hey, this machine, da-da-da-da-da, at this polling place is jammed, and they're claiming our ballots will be counted by hand. I want you to be aware of it. Plus, on my walk over to the polls, I get a call from my wife. You know my wife. She had said that our daughter, who I've spoken of many times, she had voted absentee. So she had two full pages on her ballot. You know, the second page was all the judicial retentions. Well, Debbie gets to the polling place right after they open, and they give her one ballot. And she says, where's the other ballot with all the judges? This is the only ballot we have. And she's like, well, that's not right. There's another page. This is all we have. So I quickly tweet him again. Double tweet at the Cook County clerk. Because I'm a smarty and I wield the blue check mark, he gets back to me. Thanking me. So I'll tell you what happened. We'll do that after the news. We got more to talk about. We'll do that after we do this. Then it's news time. Here, oh, listen to this. We do have a whole show the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Gasp.
Yes, so be here for that, and then December 30th. And other than that, we'll be doing our lovely podcast, which, Roger, we're going to put together. I'm working on putting together one for the holidays where we maybe reunite with some of our old friends.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yes, if I can reach out. If anybody knows Christopher Michael, I'm trying to reach out to him to get him to come in. And then we'll all get together, and maybe Christy Bot might come by. We'll see what we can do.
Okay.
We'll get
everybody. Should I wear my, even though Hanukkah's early this year?
I don't know if we'll do it. We'll just
get together and have a good time.
All right. Good. No big thing. We were talking about voting. Did you have any improprieties, weird things happen when you went to vote the other day, Roger?
No. I just automatically got handed, because we do have like one, electronic booth for each precinct that's in our, we have two precincts in our building, but I guess it was, they decided, no, you can't do that. They didn't even ask me. They just handed me the little cardboard folder.
Okay.
And there were two sheets in it.
Yes.
Because not only with the judges, but there were a lot of referendum
right
in there.
Right. Yeah, because you had to vote if you wanted straws.
Yeah. Straws or
legalized marijuana.
Marijuana, sure.
And minimum wage. There was a lot of things.
Yeah. So term limits, too.
Sure, that was
on there for the city, at least.
Yeah, there was in Cook County. There was a Cook County deal. So
okay,
that was on there.
So it took me a while as you get older,
well, sure,
you know, the arthritis kicks in and you can't see things too clearly. And the table that they give to you, it's not big enough for that long sheet.
They give you furniture at the church?
Well, it was that plastic stand they give you with the little three sides around it so nobody can see in, unless, of course, they're 5'10", which most everybody is.
Yeah, but who's, let's be honest. Yeah. I know it's secret ballot and all that. Who's looking at somebody else's ballot going, I hope I get the right answer? Nobody cares. Nobody cares who you're voting for. I was mentioning that I had to put my ballot, somebody brought up irony that I would not use the electronic ballot,
right,
but I will then put my paper ballot in an electronic reader.
But you hadn't planned on that.
Well, no, I did. I always plan on filling out the ballot and then putting it in the tabulator.
Right.
But I can't explain me. I just am me. Just deal with it. I trust, I know at least I know my votes were my own when I slid it into the thing. Now,
yeah.
I told you I had to put it in that little slot up top, and I was a little worried where I get some text from the 630. Somebody claiming to be an election judge. And I say claiming, not because I don't believe them, but I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Says, I'm an election judge. That slot is for storing ballots that will get tabulated later when the tabulator is working again. They will get fed through the tabulator before they close the polls. And that person also says that, yes, hitting the machine actually is what...
The recommended operation for a gym. Like
the first step is, if all else fails, whack it, and then, you know, that's what she said, and then you move on.
Well, no time for sergeants. I don't know if you remember the movie or play.
I'm not nearly that, old enough for that.
But that's what he says. He says, my daddy says this, a piece of machinery ain't working. He actually says, you spit in the back of it, and you whack it on the side.
That's it.
And
impact maintenance.
Yeah.
Somebody else chiming in, the 773, the spot where you inserted your ballots is called an alternate ballot box. At the end of the night, those ballots are taken out and put through a scanner. I know that's what's supposed to happen.
Right.
But I don't trust
you. You're not there watching them.
Well, all right. So I told you I tweeted at David Orr,
mm-hmm.
because
he's the boss.
The clerk. He's overseeing these elections. And every year you hear about all these, you know, there's always something going on. There's some weird impropriety happening in mm-hmm. this polling place or that. So I tweeted at him about the machine being jammed, and he got right back to me. He goes, we're aware of that. Or that one, he said, thank you for letting us know. We've put it in the system, and we'll be checking up on your precinct. And I was like, all right, that's fantastic. And that reply came within minutes. And then I texted him again saying that my wife had not gotten her second page of the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And he tweeted back, yes, we're aware of that issue. We've already talked to all the election judges at the precinct. But I'm thinking, well, that's, you know, that doesn't help.
Right.
Because I know later in the day, there were reports here on WGN that they were telling people, well, if you didn't get your second page, just go back to your polling place and tell them, and they'll give you another ballot. And I'm like, but no, you can't do that.
You've already voted.
Exactly, you've already voted.
Yeah.
You can't go back later and go, I didn't get my ballot the first time. Really? Yeah, no. What about that sticker that says I voted? I made that at home. That wasn't really my sticker. I mass produce them. I bootleg them. I sell them to people who don't vote because they have money, but they have no civic pride. So they'll spend money, but they won't do their duty, their diligence. So so she never got to vote for her judicial retentions. She was very upset.
Oh, my
she felt
goodness.
Like she had been shut out of the process.
That's not fair.
No, I'm not equating that to any of the voter suppression that is allegedly taking place in certain areas and, you know, all of that. But it's still, when you have one job. It's to give voters the ballots.
And they're trained. So
I know.
When they go through the training, they are told, here's how many, if you're in these precincts or these wards or this suburb, here's how many pages you're supposed to hand out. Here's how you do it. They walk you through the process. I was an election judge one time.
Oh.
I did this, so I know about this. They give you the training.
See, the judge, the election judge,
Text it back again.
We don't ask folks whether they want paper or electronic, because even us judges have greater trust in the paper ballots.
Oh, interesting.
Intrigue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cody, you voted, didn't you? Please tell me you voted. You're a millennial. The future is yours. I'm too old. Roger and I, we can't do anything for this country. It's all up to you
and your ilk. Not only did I vote, thank you very much.
Twice.
Doing my civic duty. I did vote twice, Roger.
I know what.
Twice each at two different polling stations.
Sure, because he kept telling him he didn't get the second page.
Right.
He voted to retain so many judges, there's now a glut of judges.
They got to build another courthouse.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Law and order. That's Cody's platform. Law and order.
Not only did I do that, I announced that I was running for mayor at the
did
same
really?
Time.
Yeah, wow.
Just because everybody
I don't
else
think
was...
anyone's announced yet.
Well...
I think you are number 18 or 19.
That might be true. Not only did I actually vote, but I brought my wife, who still has an out-of-state driver's license, hasn't gotten a new Illinois one since
uh-oh.
Moving here, and helped her get her stuff so she could get registered to vote on site and cast her vote.
How did that work? Was that smoothly?
It was slowly, but it eventually worked. She had to bring two forms of ID, one with her current address. Neither had to be a photo ID, which I found interesting.
Well, but usually it's like a utility bill or something, or a cable bill.
Something like that. Yeah. So all she brought her passport and...
Well, that's a good ID.
Which she had just gotten, you know, updated. So that's pretty valid. And,
it's pretty valid?
And actually, we didn't have any sealed mail, but she did have all of her W-2s and tax paperwork from last year. Now, I don't know if they were supposed to, you know, accept all of those.
Your wife will turn over her taxes in order to vote?
Yeah.
All right, just checking. Go ahead.
Why will somebody else not?
That's what I hear.
Oh, interesting. She did it. I mean, it took a little bit. Like, I was finished filling mine out, and, like, right around the time they finally got her, like, approved. I don't know if the person registering people on site had to get on the phone, verify, or whatever, but it gave me time to run to 7-Eleven, grab her a cup of coffee, grab myself a cup of coffee. Well, because we got up at 6 a.m. to go to the polling station.
Sure, you want
to
be there early.
Well, you hear about all these crazy lines and everything. Well, it must be my polling station, because at the primaries in March and this time, like, there was no one there, and there's people in and out all day, but there were no lines either time I went. There was no backup. Like, it just,
yeah, the only line formed because our machine jammed, because I walked right in, I got my ballot, went over, you know, took my time, pulled up my judicial thing, everything was fine, but that was the only time there was a line. I think there were people coming in, hopefully there were people coming in and out all day, but you know.
Yeah, ours was not crowded at all, but there was a semi-steady flow of people in and out.
Were you monitoring from your balcony? Gladys Kravitz, were you just sitting there watching?
My binoculars.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you?
You can ask me whatever you want.
Did you think people on social media got a little carried out of hand with the "go vote or you're a terrible person" thing?
Well, sure, if you don't vote, it's the end of the world.
I mean, it was a little excessive getting on Facebook that day. Do your civic duty or you're blah, blah, blah.
I was doing it out my front window. Yelling at people walking by.
I know what you mean, and it was, yeah, if you forgot that there was an election, or you weren't going to vote until you saw, you know, somebody post a picture with their "I voted" sticker.
Yeah.
Then, you know, I don't hold out much hope for you anyway.
Right, then where have you been?
Yeah, really, what do you, you have no opinions? Yeah, nothing? As I put, I like to complain. I used a different word. But that's why I vote, because I like to complain. So now if I vote, I have skin in the game, and I have every right to complain.
Yeah.
I can complain about everything I don't like, because I do what I'm supposed to do.
True.
And now I'm in the game. So that's why I vote, so I can complain.
I'm going to make a wild guess here.
Yeah.
And say that a lot of people in the country, approximately 40-some-odd percent, feel that they don't need to vote in order to keep complaining.
Well, that's a shame.
Yep.
I'm glad we all voted. I love the blue check mark. That's all. That's the takeaway.
Yeah,
get yourself Twitter certified, folks. Gives you a whole new lease on life. People respond to you.
You did joke about that, but I've gotten some incredible customer service. I think that some companies actually have dedicated customer service people on Twitter that will really prioritize you.
I have as well. I've gotten responses from airlines and different things, and I know it's because I'm verified.
And everyone's eligible for it. If you don't know a lot about Twitter, most people, there might be a minimum follower threshold, but we've only got, we've got a few thousand each. I've seen verified Twitter users with maybe 1 or 2,000 followers.
Yeah, they just check it out.
Doesn't some of the verification process require you giving them your phone number and some other personal information?
I give them my burner number, Roger. It's like I do to the cops and my customers. Everybody gets the burner.
When I got one person verified who will remain nameless, we actually had to email Twitter a picture of their driver's license.
Is that right?
Yeah. So,
you'll have to tell me who that was.
Yeah. So,
was it you? Was it me?
It was you.
It was me?
Yeah.
Did we really?
It's like a whole thing, and you were like, "What?" And I'm like, "Well, I don't make the rules." And you said, "All right,
that
it's
was
worth
where
it.
That was at my old address, so I don't care."
it was at your old address.
It was at my old address.
So if you hack into Twitter, you're not going to find anything.
I don't find anything anyway. I'm at like five layers deep now. Shadow profiles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. The deep.
Very deep. I'm on the dark
deep web.
Dark web.
Deep dark web.
I'm on the deep dark. I created a new one. I'm on the deep dark web. Didn't want to go on the dark web. That's too creepy. There's a lot of weird stuff happening on the dark web.
It's a little better on the deep.
So I just went on the deep dark web. It's also the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I today. Did you know that, Cody?
I did.
Armistice Day.
Yeah.
Very exciting. So we celebrate that. The war to end all wars. Ha! Who'd have thunk it? Didn't quite live up to its billing, unfortunately, but it ended 100 years ago today, the 11th day of the 11th month at the 11th hour. So very, very exciting. All right, let's do this, and then we'll come back, because, we're going to have like a whole 8 minutes. I just keep counting it down rather than just doing the show. But that's what we do here on WGN. You're going to have to remember what it's like to produce. I know it's been a while.
The printer was running in here and I couldn't hear you.
Now we're done.
I know. I couldn't hear the radio show, Brian. Too busy producing to hear the radio show.
That was Aerosmith that you played as the bump. Joe Perry, the guitarist for Aerosmith, in the hospital. He collapsed on stage last night.
The last bump was also Aerosmith.
Yeah, his agent, I think I saw something tweeted out a little earlier today that he was resting and he was fine.
Yeah. Well, he's another guy, like Keith Richards and all these guys. They've survived like cockroaches. Then nothing will kill them. So my best wishes go out to Joe Perry. Also, thinking about all my friends in Southern California.
Yeah.
You've been following it, Roger, because you're covering the news. I've got KTLA on here in the studio, and I've been watching my friends' Facebook posts and things like that. All my friends who live in Los Angeles are, everybody in Southern California is wearing those masks because all of Ventura County is on fire. Thousand Oaks, it's just a horrible, horrible situation out there. If you've never experienced one of these wildfires, it is terrifying, to say the least. That was the last straw that drove us back here to Chicago.
Really?
The fires? The fires. Our last year there, the fires got so close that our car was covered with ash. The flames were probably a mile or so away, but it looked like it was snowing and it was ash all over the car.
Yeah, that would make me want to leave too.
When they're canceling school because the air quality is so low, and you see the property damage and the people, I think over 20 people have died already.
Yeah,
the
25.
Fire, 83,000 plus acres are burning, only 10% contained at this point. The firefighters out there, work nonstop. It's a horrible, horrible, terrifying thing, because when you look in the horizon and all you see is fire, I'm not exaggerating or being hyperbolic to say it's like watching the end of the world, because I'll never forget the visual of seeing fire crest a hill and then start coming down, and you're like, wow, there's nothing these people can do to stop this. And we live not far from a lake, so we would see the planes going in to scoop up the water and go and make the drops.
Yeah.
And no matter what, it's all up to nature. Whether the winds, are the winds going to stop and give the firefighters a chance, or are the winds going to keep picking up? And, the fact that there was no rain, so everything is dry, and then the winds kick up this time of year every year out there. It's terrifying.
Yeah,
and heartbreaking for the people who are going through it.
There was one report, the one town, I forgot the name again, but this was right like the first day that it happened, a town of several thousand, where the firefighters admitted that they just stood and watched because there was nothing they could do, because the fire moved through the town so fast.
Was that Paradise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just moved through so fast, it leveled everything, and before they could even get the equipment going or anything, the town was basically gone.
Yeah. Well, everything out there is so bone dry.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do, and, this is not the time to turn things political, but the Forest Service is funded by the federal government, and if there are cuts to those departments, well, then things don't get tended to the way they should. But, this is a natural disaster, and you realize, no matter how good we are as humans, how smart we are, and the things we do to make preparations, nature wins every time.
Yeah.
Mother Nature is a hard, hard, scoundrel. She is. Oh, man.
Yep.
She doesn't play. But then the problem becomes, so now everything's burning. So if hopefully they get the fire contained, well, then all of this area is now burned. So there's nothing to hold the ground.
It'll
start raining next month, and then you get mudslides.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of took a lot of this and rolled with it when we lived out there. Debbie wanted none of it. She was like, I'm done. We're getting out of here. It's time to go. Because when the literal earth is turning against you, when one day it'll shake and mm-hmm. you'll have an earthquake and then there's fires and then there's mudslides. It's like, mm-hmm. why am I living at the end of the at the apocalypse, yeah. the center of the apocalypse?
20 below zero and 2 feet of snow starts to sound good.
Well, it sounds more manageable.
Yes.
I can shovel out and I can put on an extra coat.
Right.
If the earth opens up and swallows me, I can't. There's no boots for that.
Yeah.
I can't get a North Face that's going to protect me from fire. You know?
Mm-hmm.
The mud is not going to stop because I got a nice Aaron snow thrower. The yeah. mud's still coming. So, yeah, I don't know. Hey, what do you know? Our hour is just about up.
Oh.
So we got to take a quick break. Coming up, the stories that matter with Roger Badish from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right. Thanks for listening and being part of the program. Don't forget, we dropped a brand new podcast today as well. If you're looking for some Thanksgiving tips, you can go listen to that at WGNRadio.com. We'll have a brand new podcast for you next Sunday because we have been bounced for sports once again. But Karen Conti is here because there's no hockey game tonight. So Karen, coming up on the other side of the news, we will talk to you very, very soon. Have a lovely week. Hear the sounds that matter, the top five at five from the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantes, weekday afternoons on 720. WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. It is 7 o'clock on WGN, and with the news, the man who it was nice to see you, Roger Badish.